Coach, how you doing?
Oh, doing great. How's everybody?
Very good.
Doing good.
Great.
Great, good.
Mike, in your estimation, what are the characteristics of a Vic Fangio defense?
Vic Fangio, one, discipline. You know, you can see they're really dialed into, you know, what's asked of them, both in their role and their responsibility. I've always felt Vic does a tremendous job throughout his time in the league. So, the discipline and really their ability to take away the football. So, how he's coaching it, they're emphasizing it. And, you know, they got a lot of very good coaches around them, and they do a very good job taking it away.
Is there anything in particular that he did with his 49ers teams to give you guys trouble the last 3 years that you guys have played them when he was out there?
Well, we played them there 2 years. Yeah, he's particular. I just think they're well coordinated, and you know, good players had a good understanding with what Vic wanted from them. They're a very, very good defense.
I think you've opened a season against him like 3 times in the last 4 years or something. Is there any benefit to having that much more time to prepare what he might throw your way?
I don't think so. You look at the first year you had the unknown, and then the second year you obviously played 2 games against them. This is a whole different challenge. You know, it's a different team, different personnel. So, I mean, you keep track of coordinators by concept. I mean, it's something I've done since 1993. So you always keep track of the defensive coordinator that you're competing against, and you know, just his general overall tendencies and what his philosophy is. So, outside of that, we have focused a lot on the preseason tape.
Mike, as you've watched Randall Cobb's evolution the last few years, what has made him such a tough cover?
Randall's a very, very smart football player. You know, very instinctive. His awareness and instincts, I would grade it at a very high level. I mean, I think it really helps him as far as understanding not only, you know, what people are trying to do to him, but, you know, his understanding of what, you know, what he does best and utilize that. So, obviously he's his quickness and his ability to get in and out of breaks and his yards after the catch are things he does very, very well. But he is a very, very smart football player.
What gives he and Aaron the chemistry that they have?
Well, Aaron and Randall's chemistry is, a lot has to do with their time together and really the way they look at the game. They're two similar, people as far as the way they go about their business. Very well prepared, put in a lot of extra time, and very connected.
Mike, your team's record against the Bears in recent years is obviously very impressive. Can you kind of point to some reasons why you guys have had so much success in this series?
I don't know. It's, every challenge is different. I mean, this is, we're going against a whole different coaching staff, and, John does a tremendous job, everywhere he's been, and, I'm really just focused on that. As far as what happened in the past is really in the past, can't really tell you what the numbers are, but, we won some games, but it's really staying focused on what's in front of you.
Mike, John Fox has been very coy about where Kyle Long will line up this week. How does that impact your preparation and planning? How much practice time do you have to waste now planning for Kyle Long to either guard or tackle? How much of an advantage is that for the Bears that you're in the dark on that situation?
Well, I think it's, it's important each and every week to study the guy you're playing against and how he plays. And, not having film on Kyle playing right tackle is, something that we'll have to adjust to. But, the reality of playing in the first game is, there's 30% of the plays in this game will probably be unscouted looks, and that goes both ways. I mean, there's things that we've been preparing for, all through training camp and the off season, just for this game. They're no different than the Bears, and I know this is, this is new as far as their staff and with their players, but we're just going to trust our preparation and utilize our players, the right way and put them in positions to be successful.
Mike, because of the newness with the staff, do you find yourself maybe having to pay a little bit more attention to what the Bears did in the preseason because you have to have a body of work to watch?
Well, you always watch what they're doing in the preseason, but, I'm not value to the fact that you know they're going to do things that they feel are you know give them the best chance against us. So you try to anticipate what those concepts are in all three phases, and you know you look at each coordinator's history. You know, it's, you know Adam, Jeff, and Vic have all have done very well. You know, in their past experiences. So we just you know we've done a lot of research in the off season and applied it to our training camp preparation for this game, and you know we basically got our game plans in, and we'll practice them, and we'll be ready to go.
And Mike, I think you told your local media in Green Bay this morning that you plan to give your players a little bit of an education on the Bears-Packers rivalry before Sunday. What did you mean by that?
We do it every year. It's really primarily, you know, geared towards our first-year players, new players here in Green Bay, and just to make sure they understand the importance, the significance of the best rivalry in pro football.
Mike, as you've surrendered the play-calling duties this season, what advantages have you sensed to this point?
I surrendered them? I feel like I'm under attack.
Whatever verb you might use.
Yeah, that's fine. It's been good. I've enjoyed it. I've enjoyed my new role and you know focusing on other things, and I think our offense staff has been very fluent with the transition, and you know most importantly, you know Aaron Rodgers is in a routine, and that's really the way this thing goes. You have to you got to keep the quarterback room headed in the right direction, and that has to be there has to be flow to it, because you know we're a system that's built on making the quarterback successful.
What do you appreciate about Tom in that role?
Tom Clements,
yeah,
excellent coach. You know, even a better man. He's so consistent. I think he, you know, this comes natural to him. You know, obviously Tom played the position for a long time, and actually, you know, they called their own plays back then. So it's something he's very comfortable in, and I think the transition has been fluid.
Mike, you just said your system is one that, you know, can cater to quarterback success. From the small body preseason work you've seen, what are your observations on Jay Cutler and Adam Gase's system, and do you think a 10-year veteran, you can still kind of change his makeup after so long?
They have changed it, in my opinion, just to, you know, watching tape from last year and watching, you know, Jay perform in the preseason. I think there's definitely some change in the, you know, pre-snap disciplines and mannerisms. So he looks like he's comfortable in what Adam's having him do. So I think it's a good fit.
Mike, how have you guys been able to move past some pretty major injuries in the last couple of years, and how much of that is just having a quarterback that you know is dependable and so good?
Well, you know, injuries is a sad part of the game, and you have to. It has to be part of, you know, the way you go about your business. Every team has to deal with it. We've dealt with it, you know, better some years than others. And, you know, our quarterback being a great player, you know, but also the way we're built on offense is geared towards that. So that's probably helped us a bunch.
Mike, what was your relationship like with Ryan Pace in New Orleans, and what stood out to you about him?
Ryan Pace, good man, hardworking, you know, very, very excited and happy for him and his success, because he's definitely earned it. You know, I wish he could have went somewhere else, but I think he'll do a great job there.
Mike, more specifically with regard to injuries, how does Jordy Nelson's absence impact your team? I imagine you don't know quite yet how it will impact, but just in general, how does that loss, being such a key factor for Rodgers, impact your team?
Well, I think any time you lose a terrific football player, it's an adjustment. And that's the way we look at it. But you know, the thing that's been important is Jordy's still here every day. You know, so and that's the part you don't want to lose, because he has such a strong veteran presence with our football team, and his input and his ability to, you know, help educate the younger players on how we go about our business is important. It's important to any football program, and it's something that we promote and expect from our veteran players, and nobody's better at that than Jordy Nelson.
What jumps out to you about Devontae Adams and what he can bring to this offense?
Devontae's young have some opportunities. But, you know, I look at Devontae like we look at all of our second-year players. We look for him to make it a jump from year one to two. I think that's an important, you know, an important point in every NFL player's career. You know, the first year they get so many opportunities or so forth. It's always a little different for the rookies, but, you know, they have to make that jump in the second year.
When he was coming out of school, what attracted you to his game?
Devontae Adams?
Yeah.
Heck, he's a heck of a football player. He's very talented. You can see very, very productive at Fresno. Obviously had a pretty good quarterback, and actually, you know, remember watching the tape, and, you know, about 10 minutes into it, you're wondering who the heck the receiver is catching all the balls are. So, no, I mean, he's a very good prospect. It's getting better all the time. So this will be – he'll have some more opportunities this year, that's for sure.
What's been the reaction to the kick Chicago's ass comment? You getting? Have you heard a lot from that in the last week?
Not really. I mean, it's really more out of the, you know, respect for the rivalry. And let's be honest, I was at the Chamber of Commerce, you know, welcome back luncheon, so I think that explains it.
Thanks a lot, Mike.
Thanks, Mark. Thanks, Mike.